A game-changing development in downtown Bradford is one step closer to reality. Bradford West Gwillimbury Council, sitting as Committee of the Whole, recommended approval of a zoning bylaw amendment and site plan for the Holland House development at 123 Holland Street W and 126 John Street W at its meeting Tuesday night. The project is being developed by Israq Building International Inc. We always talked about the revitalization of the downtown core, said Cowan. Mark Contois. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, it's finally here. The plan calls for both condominiums and townhouses to be built on the combined parcels. Fronting on Holland Street W, an 8-story building is to be constructed, featuring 99 residential apartments and a series of ground-floor commercial units, while the John Street W property is set to have 3 3-story townhouses, with 10 units each. Councillors agreed that this project is exactly what is needed in the downtown core. We've already talked about bringing up our building heights so that we can have products like this come to our downtown core, said Cowan. Peter Ferragini. This is going to be the way of the future with the affordability of housing right now. Ferragini added he hoped this application would get the ball rolling, and that councillors would soon have further decisions to be made on similar kinds of projects. Cowan. Peter Dyke agreed, calling the project new and exciting, and suggested at least 3 other projects downtown may require council's consideration in the near future. You're going to see this whole community evolve quickly, he said. By growing up, not out, developments like this will help the urban area of Bradford become more of a compact, walkable community, Cowan. Jonathan Scott added, currently, the town has a standard maximum building height of 6 stories, but the developers have agreed to provide community benefits in exchange for the extra 2 floors, including installing speed bumps on John Street West, a public easement on the complex's parquet courtyard, and setting aside 12 of the 99 apartments as affordable housing units. The amenities that are being given for the extra stories are significant. The 12 units are a lot, and it's for 15 years, Contois said. These are things this community needs. We've been trying to figure out how to deliver it, and this was our one opportunity. During the March public meeting on the proposal, only 3 residents raised concerns as part of the record. Contois lauded the developer for adjusting its plans for the property so that it would infringe less on the current neighboring properties on John Street W.